The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
There's a medrash at the end. It's found at the end of Parshas Pekudei. It's referred to as the Medrash HaGodol. And it relates the following, that when the Klal Yisrael saw the cloud that was hovering over the Mishkan, they rejoiced. And they said that now Hashem has accepted us and we have been atoned, I guess, for the transgression that had taken place with the Egel Azov, whatever the dynamic of that particular mistake was. Then night came, and a pillar of fire descended on the Mishkan, surrounded the Mishkan, and they saw it, a raging fire. They got very upset, they had much pain, and they started to cry, "Oy lonu, larik yoganu, oy, to us, we've toiled this much to make a Mishkan for nothing, it's being consumed in flames. That which we did is going to be burnt in a short moment." They got up in the morning, and they saw the Amud HaOnon, the cloud again, the pillar of cloud was surrounding the Mishkan. And Chazal say, "Miyad somchu simcho yeseira." They rejoiced, and an extra measure of simcha. It was a great, great simcha, much greater than even before. Ve'omru eidu zu lechol boi ho'ilom. Shem yirtzu lasus koze einon yecholim. This is a testimony, a live testimony to all in creation. If they would want to do such a thing, they couldn't do such a thing. They saw the miraculous nature of this cloud hovering over the Mishkan at night, then disappearing, and a fire which seemed all-consuming and all-powerful, raging over the entirety of the Mishkan, and then waking up in the morning, I don't know how they slept exactly that night, but waking up in the morning and see it didn't do any damage, to the contrary, it had moved on, and now there was a cloud again, and Amud covering the Mishkan. They rejoiced the Simcha Yaseira, and they said that we now have, this serves as testimony to the whole world, that Hashem is in control and Hashem is involved and engaged in our lives and Hashgochas Hashem, Hashgocha Protis, and everything else. Then the Medrash asks, why did Hashem do all of this? Meiroiv chibosei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael. Because he had great love for Klal Yisrael. And it says, the Pasuk reflects that and says, Betziloi, Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, chimadati v'yoshavti, I sat in his shade, or in the shade of the Anani HaKovoi, I desired, and I sat to fear Mosek Lechiki, and his fruit was sweet to my palate. I enjoyed this wonderful, loving relationship, this love that Hashem had provided for me. That's basically the gist of the Medrash. And when you think about it, it's an interesting thought, because it seems that the Klal Yisrael experienced an extreme expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for them, as it's referred to in the Pasuk, Betzilu chimadati v'yoshavti, I sat and I desired in that shadow of Hashem, and they felt that sweetness of Hashem's love for them. In fact, that's what Shir HaShirim describes in general, the special loving relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Klal Yisrael and the Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, it seems that even more than that expression of love that was found in this, the Amud Ha'esh disappearing and the Onon coming back on the Mishkan and seeing Hashem's Hashkocha there, even more than the expression of his love for them, such a great measure of love, was the fact that we now have participated in an occurrence that serves as a testimony l'chol boi olam. We have a testimony to Hashem's involvement in our lives, to his attention to the details of our lives, to his hashgocha protis. It seems that the Jews' ability to testify to the world about his God and about the powers of his God and about the miraculous involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of our and of human existence is the greatest source of simcha, the greatest source of joy and happiness to the Klal Yisrael, and seems even to provide greater simcha than the realization that happens as this realization was happening. When they woke up, they saw, hey, we now have a testimony, but they also realized how much Hashem loves them. But it seems that even more than the realization of how much He loves us is the realization of the ability that we have just to participate, because I guess it was in our merit that we did tshuva, and then the Anan came back to the Mishkan, and then it came back the next day, even though there was an Amud Eish at night. So to realize that we have a chelek in that testimony, that we can provide, that testimony exists for the whole world to know about Hashem and His Hashgocha Protis, that seems to be the greatest source of simcha for the Jew. And I thought that at a time like this, when we're almost sitting down to the Seder, and when we have an opportunity for ourselves, for our children, for our families, and for Klal Yisrael, and the world at large is looking at our Pesach celebration. They're aware of it. They see it. It's in the supermarkets. It's on the. It's in the news. It's well known in the world that this opportunity that we have here to declare testimony to the events, the miraculous events of our history, should be the greatest source of joy. And despite the fact that Pesach probably is the beginning of the realization of how much Hashem loves the Klal Yisrael, because the Atob Chartonu Mikolo Amim, choosing us from all the nations, or Havtoi Son of Ratziso Boru, you loved us and you desired us, it all began on Pesach, when He took us out of Mitzrayim, and He brought us eventually to Har Sinai, and gave us the Torah. So this, the roots of the love that Hashem feels, Kavi Yochel, and expresses to Klal Yisrael, lie in the Pesach experience. Yet in the Pesach experience and in the Seder involvement, there may be a source of happiness even greater than that source. And that source is the ability to testify. Pesach is a living testimony. For years in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Klal Yisrael ate from what was called the Korban Pesach, reliving the event, Asher Posach al Botei B'nei Yisrael, how Hashem passed over the houses of the Jews in killing the Makkas and the Makkas Bechiris and destroying the firstborn of the Mitzrim. We continue to eat the same matzah. We relive the Seder. We tell over the same stories. They're read from the same text. I mean, the last 100 years, people have been using the Maxwell House Agoda, which I understand has been redone this year. But it's something that Jews throughout the world, for thousands of years, no matter how much we've been separated from one another without any communication, the same story, the same Makkas, the same Kriyas Yamsuf, the same Yitzias Mitzrayim, the same Matzah, the same Morora when there was a Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach, and we remember the Korban Pesach, Hasher Posach, that He passed over, and we not only recite the events of history, we relive those events of history with physical props, testimony. The testimony is super powerful because it's the testimony of generation after generation. I heard it from my father, who saw it from his father, and we go back and back. Each one, every Jew represents a chain from the events themselves that took place in Mitzrayim for the first Pesach that took place, all the way down to today. And that same chain goes down in every Jewish family, and everyone remembers the Seder that they saw in their parents' homes and in their grandparents' homes, and tell over the same stories. And the truth is that this has even remained by so many Jews who have drifted from Yiddishkeit. But the rudiments of this story, with the text, with the matzah, with at least some minimal observances and remembrances, exist throughout the world. So we not only have the testimony that has been written by the generation themselves that witnessed these events and recorded these events as events that they themselves have witnessed and passed it on to their children, but we have a lifestyle that corroborates, that lives by these events, that focuses around the events and not just the events of the Seder, but the Sukkot is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Shabbos is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Tefillin and Mezuzah is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and so many other of the mitzvahs that we do in the Pidyon HaBen and so forth is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Remembering this, reliving in a lifestyle which perpetuates this memory, which provides living testimony, in a sense, the only possible eyewitness testimony that is so securely transmitted as if it was the eyewitnesses themselves. And when we have this type of a testimony, and we provide this type of testimony to our children, it gives us a unique opportunity to begin to feel the simcha, the privilege. The Novi says, Atem Eidai Ne'um Hashem. You are my witnesses, Hashem says. Hashem expects the Klal Yisroel to serve as witnesses, testifying to his creation, testifying to their eyewitness view on his creation that they witnessed in the miracles of Mitzrayim, testifying to the fact that he gave us the manual which indicates the purpose for which he created the world and the directives how to properly live and to fulfill our obligations, our responsibilities, and the purpose of that creation. And this is a testimony that Klal Yisrael offers the world. And this can be the truest privilege of the Atobah Chartonu. And this, it seems from the Chazal, can give us a Simcha Yesera. The fact that we participate in a testimonial to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the world can recognize the Creator and the creation and the purpose of creation, this, it seems, could be even the, has potentially even the greater capability of giving us this Simcha Yesera, sometimes maybe even more than the knowledge of how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And it would seem that, when we think about it, if happiness is has very much to do with the fact of feeling good about myself. You know, one of the highest forms of happiness is osher, spelt with an aleph. And the sheirish of osher is ishur, la'asher, to validate. Validation is maybe one of the highest forms of happiness. And what could be more validating? What could be more meaningful and give more purpose to life than to know, atem eidai ne'um Hashem, we are bearing witness, we are participating in the process that bears witness to the world that there is in fact a Creator and that He is still involved with this world and He has been since its inception and continues to be to this very day. This can be a true source of simcha. So combined with all of the simcha sachag, the simcha that we have rejoicing together with our families, the simcha that we have with Bosa V'Yayin, the simcha that we have in the Shir HaShirim and in recognizing that Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, that reciprocal loving relationship between the Klal Yisroel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can also feel in a unique measure that simcha of participating in a living testimony to the events of history, to the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which are truly a cause for a Simcha Yisera. We should all be zeicha to enjoy a happy and a healthy life.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.